I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons.
James in here. I reckon he's doing it on purpose. You know, if you were doing the definition of irony,
yeah.
I think I'd use this as an example. Yeah.
All right, chap.
He come in.
Yeah, I'm chugging in there.
Yeah.
All right, what time is it? 5 past, isn't it?
No.
2 minutes past. 2 minutes past is on my computer. It's 2 minutes
it's
past.
2 minutes past.
Bollocks. 2 minutes past. 5 past. It's 7 past.
It's 7 past.
All right. It's 2 minutes past.
Is it fuck?
No, nobody believes you. We can all see clocks.
I can smell it. Right, it's not I'm 2 minutes past.
You're turning on the computer now.
I'm turning the picture.
Yeah.
Right, ready?
Do you want to see what everybody else's clock in the world says?
2 minutes past.
Is it bollocks? I can even smell it. It's 7 minutes past.
Three.
It's literally 2 minutes past.
No, it isn't.
Really? 4 minutes past now.
No.
4 minutes past.
10 past on everybody else's
four
clock.
Minutes past.
Is it bollocks?
4 minutes past.
I can't believe you can't even get a computer to tell the right time, James. Past.
But it's still late, even if his clock's
come
right.
Come on, a couple of minutes. A couple of minutes between friends.
It's currently 9 minutes past eight, according to the internet.
10 past
clock.
Internet clock.
10 past, yeah, just gone 10 past.
I knew what time it was without even having to look.
Of course. Did you smell it?
So I know that James is 9 minutes late. I didn't need to smell it, James. I just knew what time it was without looking at a watch or a clock. James clearly does need to wake up and smell the time. And we've watched over the weekend, apart from James probably, the adventures or Disney's adventures of the gummy bears, as Jamie seems to insist on correctly calling it, which is technically correct, right, Jamie?
There's a story behind this, which we'll come on to later. So it's absolutely important we call it Disney's Adventures of the
come
gummy bears.
Come on to
bears.
It now. It's a perfect segue.
Can I just call it Dag Bears?
Dag Bears.
Disney's Adventure Gummy Bears.
Oh, yeah, that works. I like that. Yeah.
Is it because there was a company in Hungary who already owned a TV series called Adventures of the Gummy Bears?
Not to my knowledge. No, I don't know.
Okay. I'm assuming you know the reason why, right?
I know the reason why, yeah.
Is there a reason why there's an I and not a Y at the end of gummy?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know that as well, yeah.
Go on then.
Let's go. It's all a process. We'll come on to it in time.
It's literally what we're talking about right now.
You know full well, five minutes in, we're going to talk about shit, and we're not going to talk about gummy bears. Then we'll get to an hour gone, and you'll go, "Oh, I've got something else to say." Just as we're
all right, okay.
I've got to say is about the thing we were talking about an hour ago that I didn't want to say then.
Okay. Do you want me to introduce it first? God, I've got me full on wrestling promo lined up before we start.
Go on.
Jamie didn't used to ask for permission to do stuff. Sorry, Jamie. He used to just do it, didn't he? Do you remember back in the olden days?
Back before we was professional.
back in the olden days, Jamie used to go, "All right, guys, yes, we've done gummy bears," and then start himself going.
In 1985.
Jamie's just, it doesn't sound natural anymore.
No, it doesn't.
This is stylish. It's,
you know, if you needed help and you could find them, you could hire the gummy bears.
Let me do an introduction like everyone else does. Guys, today we're doing gummy bears.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool. Let's start talking about it.
I thought it was Disney's Adventure of the Gummy Bears, Jamie.
It's in 1985. the first episode of Neighbours was broadcast. Back to the Future hit the box office. Super Mario Brothers is released in Japan for the Nintendo. And we are introduced to the amphetamine in a bottle, gummy berry juice. Running for 6 seasons and 65 shows, this series was the first animated production by Walt Disney Television and was loosely influenced by then CEO of Disney, Michael Eisner's son, requesting a specific sweet on one day. Now, in the cartoons, the Gummy Glen Gummies, well done to Disney there for doing the alliteration for me, fittingly live in Gummy Glen and are the descendants of the great gummies. Zummy Gummy, Gruffy Gummy, Grammy Gummy, Tummy Gummy, Summy Gummy, Cubby Gummy get smacked off their shizneys and bounce around trying to avoid the Duke Sigmund Inkthorn, also lovingly referred to as Dukey by Toadie, Toadie and the Ogres. Now, in the real world, my pre-gym drink is called gummy berry juice. And my wife has only just realized I named that after gummy bears. My little boy has the nickname of Cubby, and I truly believe that this is the best tune in any 80s or 90s cartoon. Now, my alliteration was anything but awesome there, so who better to hand this off to than the lead singer of Toto themselves? Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly with stories to share, all through the forest they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy Bears. Guys, today we're covering Disney's Adventures of Gummy Bears, specifically Season 1, Episode 13, Like Mates Makes Right.
I had to bite my lip not to interrupt you again. I was like dying all the way through that. I was dying.
And that's the end of this week's episode. It's goodbye.
Right, let's answer some questions then.
We watched a really long Gummy Bears episode. Sorry, we had a really long intro there. I would have sworn that Gummy Bears was like a 25 minutes per episode show, not a 12 minutes episode per show.
The one we watched was 25 minutes, remember, Ronnie?
It was. 25
it
minutes.
Felt a lot shorter.
23.
See, it was.
That's
was
a good
it?
Thing, those two, right?
I think.
I remember looking up at it and thinking, that's weird.
Yeah, a few episodes it did split into two, if I remember rightly. So they did do. Like two short ones to cover the 25 minute slot, but that one I think today was because I've just watched it was 25 minutes.
How much did you watch?
I watched quite a few actually because it was on Disney Plus. Little plug, could do
first two
subscription, please. I watched a few of them.
That's a good sign, James.
Did you watch the one we're supposed to watch?
I watched the one Mike Makes Light.
Merely Like Mates Right.
No, was it?
Ben's watched a different
Like Makes Right. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Episode 13.
You might watch the dub version.
Or still watch the Japanese anime version.
Japanese version.
Far superior. I'm sure it's not Light Makes Right.
That's what I just said.
Is it? What did I say?
You just swapped it.
Did I say something different?
You just changed your answer, yeah.
No.
You're on time, Ben. You would have prepared.
I'm going to go straight in because unlike Bez, I'm an honest guy. And I've watched The Night of the Gargoyle.
No, I've definitely watched the one with the scope.
Because I've watched Gummy Bears Series 1 Episode 13, which is
not
Night
according
of the
to Disney
Gargoyle.
Plus, it's not, Stu.
It is on everything else. Well, it isn't everything else.
Oh, the name was there.
I sent you the name, you sent the name of the show, I think, yeah.
You also sent Series 1 Episode 13, so I trusted that more. Unfortunately, I did. But The Night of the Gargoyle is a great episode.
Which episode? So which
is only 12 minutes long.
That's not the.
That's about episode 5, if I remember rightly.
Series 1, episode 13, according to what I found. And it doesn't say the title, so it's assumed it was the right episode. Because they don't say the title, do they? I don't think. Or I wasn't looking when they did.
I think that's about 4 or 5, I think, on Disney Plus, that is.
I wonder why Disney Plus have numbered them differently.
I think they've numbered them right. From everything I've done, I'm backing Disney to have numbered them
their episodes
correctly.
Right.
What did you watch it on, Stu?
Tinternet.
Ah.
So I will allow that, although, to be fair, Disney Plus has altered a lot of things.
Oh.
it was always six seasons, 65 shows. So it should. No, it's definitely right, and I'll tell you why. Because the one that we watched was a season finale, and it was set up as a season finale. So that was, even from the original series, it was always this 13th episode in season one. So it's weird why you've got something completely different.
It is weird.
If you could try and watch the right episode next time, Stu, that would be appreciated.
James has got this in his back pocket.
The difference is, James, I've seen all of the episodes.
Oh, have you?
So I was a big fan of Grumman Bears. So technically speaking, I've seen more of the Grumman Bears episode we're watching than you did of last week's Rude Dog and the Dreams, which apart from the YouTube title.
I guess
scene.
You've not seen as much Grumman Bears as I've watched in the last hour or so. I binged it literally until I came on here.
Yeah, fair enough.
So in the last hour, fair that enough. Means he's watched three.
I watched loads.
Yeah.
three in Kenya.
No, you
Jamie,
can't.
Jamie, why is it called Disney's Adventures of the Gummy Bears then? Because that's where we started.
Yeah, so it was... There was a big argument at the start of it. So they wanted to put Disney's in it because this and Wuzzle. Wuzzles, I think it was. They were the first cartoon series which Disney created, or Disney Television created. So they wanted to put the name out there as a bit of, look, we're branching off into series. But there was a big uproar on the animation of this, because you'll notice if you go back and watch it, actually the animation of them when they're speaking, or the movements of the mouth and hands and stuff, is not quite great. And what a lot of the Disney purists were basically saying is, if we put this out there and put the Disney name in front of it, we're kind of losing credibility in what we do. So Michael Eisner really had to fight to do it, and he had to fight a lot of people, because the animation is nowhere as good as even the original films, what they put out and stuff like that. So it's basically to brand it, but there was a big argument of whether they should or shouldn't do it, and they were very close to just calling it Gummy Bears, because they didn't feel the animation was up to par in what Disney have put out in the past or previously.
I thought it was all right, to be fair. It's not something I would have picked up on.
No, I thought it looked very Disney-like.
Mm. It got worse as the series went on. The later series, like season six, the animation I thought was pretty shocking compared to the first couple.
Yeah, I think it jumped the shark when they introduced the new gummy bear.
It's not for me when they start to do all that. But I get from a story point of view why they had to introduce more characters into it.
Yeah. They needed more dweebs, more bears.
Yeah.
To make it entertaining.
Yeah, I wonder what the logic was there, because there's enough characters to go around, isn't there? You know, you didn't need to introduce more.
You'd think so, yeah.
But it's,
when did they start to introduce new characters?
Season two. But you remember the one we saw is at the end of it, they're obviously talking about the great gummies that have moved away, basically, when there was that uproar about 500 years ago, so way before this.
When you say the one we watched,
we are.
If you say the one some of us watched,
the ones that we rightly watched.
Well, you watched them all, Stu. I've watched them all, so
25 years ago.
Stu, do you want me to get you up to speed on the episode that we watched very quickly?
It's fine. I can remember it. The gummy bears bounce here, there, and everywhere.
That's it.
Some humans try to steal the potion to drink it.
No.
Then other humans drink it to
stop. I noted on this one that I don't think...
And then this little gargoyle escapes, and they have to capture the stone gargoyle.
I don't think the gummy bears actually use gummy bear juice in this episode, which is unusual.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, they do use
where
it.
About?
Yeah,
I told you, James hadn't watched it.
Grammy Gummy is quite a big Grammy plot actually, point in it. Where...
Hold on, was I more accurate than James, who's watched the episode?
No, that wasn't the plot at all.
I said they drank it, James.
Wasn't the plot at all.
Yeah, okay, carry on, James.
There's a weapon of mass destruction in it, basically.
Go on, James, I'll let you pick this up.
So, the Gummy Bears have got a weapon of mass destruction, which can kill everything. At one point, they contemplate turning it on Dukic Thorn as he's climbing up a mountain. And instead of a moral dilemma where they say, no, that wouldn't be right to incinerate him, they just say, it doesn't point downwards, so we can't do that. Which shocked me, to be honest. I was like, okay, that's a little bit worrying. Dukic Thorn gets hold of the weapon of mass destruction and then becomes a terrorist and holds the kingdom to Ransom, saying basically, I want to be king or I'm going to incinerate you all. Almost killing a small child in the process, or two small children. Luckily, one of them's got drugs on him, so he makes him, you know, he manages to survive it and help them.
Are the two children the main characters?
They are indeed, yes. Or... Yeah.
Yeah.
The boy, I can't remember his name, and the king's daughter.
It's Calvin.
That's it. So he's
Calvin and Princess Carla.
He's got his roids on him, so he roids up, lifts her out into safety.
Is that not gummy berry juice?
That's the stuff.
You know when I said the humans drink gummy berry juice to make them stronger, and you went, no, no, they don't do that.
Nah.
You just explained that's what they did.
They were, you know, you were basically saying they were trying to get a stone gargoyle, and they're trying to steal the gummy berry juice, but he doesn't try to steal it.
The stone gargoyle, but it was from my episode.
Ah, right.
I can see why.
Could you buy gummy bear juice back in the day?
I don't think it's ever a drink. I suppose you could make some by getting some gummy bears and liquidising them.
Oh, that'd be awful, wouldn't it?
You have to heat them up as well.
That tastes grim. That tastes terrible.
That's
gummy with a Y as well, isn't it?
It'd probably make you bounce about a bit.
Mm.
You know one thing that slightly annoys me? Because I do like the gummy bears. I'm a big gummy bears fan. All the early Disney TV series. The names of the gummy bears.
Go on.
So I'm fine with Zummy Gummy and Tummy Gummy. Because they're kind of on gummy? Something and they live in Gummy Glen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunny Gummy. The yellow one.
Do you want me, here you go. Zummy Gummy, Gruffy Gummy, Grammy Gummy, Tummy Gummy, Summy Gummy, Cubby Gummy.
Summy,
so my issue
like
is that not
summy.
All of them rhyme with gummy. I kind of think they should all rhyme with gummy.
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean. Yeah.
Because like gummy, Zummy Gummy and Sunny Gummy makes sense, but then you've got Gruffy Gummy. And I just wish they all rhymed with gummy.
It's a push, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, actually.
But I do like it. I did like this series.
Can we also just backtrack slightly on James's breakdown was pretty good, but the device, the gummy bears haven't
literally...
I knew you won't be able to leave
James's.
I can't
Well done, James.
It.
That was good, but anyway.
But
it's not just... If nobody's watched this, they'd be like, the gummy bears have created this weapon of mass destruction, which is not technically true. They've got a device that it can burn stuff, but it's created as basically a big Morse code machine to contact the great gummies that are overseas. So
that's just a cover. That's a cover. That's like saying tanks are farm machinery. It's just something to get through customs.
Is our new thing that we have to get James to summarize each episode to make sure he's watched
it?
And then correct him about all the things he got wrong in his summary.
It's a weapon of mass destruction. They pretend it's a thing to contact the great gummies from across the way, but it's not. It's a weapon of mass destruction.
There's got to be a jingle for Bez's story time as well.
Story time.
If anybody's listening.
It's got to sound a bit creepy, don't you think?
Yes.
like a slowed down kids song. Like a slowed down 80s pop song.
Yeah.
Can you sort that out for us, please, James?
Yes.
Bez could sing it.
You can play an instrument, can't you? How many instruments can you play, James?
Half.
Half an instrument.
Half an instrument.
That sounds perfect. I also like the bad guys in this one, in Gummy Bears.
Go to Beard. God, like him.
I think they're good.
Good arms on him as well.
Yeah, everyone skips leg day in Gummy Bears, don't they? All the humans don't have leg day
as well, isn't he?
But his legs aren't. His legs are like pieces of string.
Wow.
He skips leg day.
Things to do.
But he is jacked on top, he is.
Joe was watching, I was watching it in Joe walkthrough, my wife, and she said, why is Boise from Only Fools and Horses in this?
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Tell you what, if Boise had shoulders and arms like that, he'd be doing all right.
It's a good point.
Jamie, you'll probably know this already.
Go for it.
Who did the voice of Tummy Gummy? Because I couldn't place it.
Yeah, it's I have got it. It's the
Ghost,
guy who
Ghostbusters, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the guy who plays Lorenzo Music, who plays Peter Venkman.
That's it. Yes, it sounds more like Peter Venkman than Peter Venkman does.
It's uncanny. It's not even changed
it
in the slightest, does it?
Yeah, you dialed that one in.
And now I realise how much they also sound like Garfield.
Ooh.
Because he does Garfield
good
as well.
Point.
Oh, does he?
I didn't realise that, but he's got to, right?
Yeah.
That sort of sleepy voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should we do some scores?
I was going to say, should we do scores?
Ooh. Who's starting us off, guys? Stu, do you want to start us off then? Because you've said a few times that you like it. So go on, I'll go ahead and start with.
I think Gummy Bears is a solid 6. For me?
Stu, where would this episode rank in the seasons of Gummy Bears? No, because like,
which episode?
This is probably the only episode. Oh yeah, it's a good point. Stu's not watched it.
I think Stealth the dig. First series of Gummy Bears is the best series of Gummy Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, I think.
Is that like when Alan Partridge says the best Beatles album's the best of the Beatles?
I mean, both things are true.
Is that just common knowledge?
But both things are true. I think it got gradually worse. It went on. I think season 2 is still good. Season 3 is okay. I think it gradually kind of got a bit rubbish as it went on.
6 is terrible.
So you're scoring the whole thing here? Which is fine.
Yes.
Just for anybody kind of listening in.
It's what I've done every episode of the podcast so far.
Oh, God.
So 6. Okay.
Yeah. James,
Bez, you can go next if you want.
James, stop. Go on.
I've got some here which might win your hand before you score something, James.
Go on.
Gummy Bears inspired Gargoyles.
Did it really?
Wait, I'll go on, right? So the co-creator of Gargoyles was a guy called Greg Weissman, and he was a big fan of the Gummy Bears, and I've got a quote from him, right? So this is what he says. So we set out to very consciously create a show like Gummy Bears with that kind of rich backstory and mythology to it. But that would get more respect, honestly, Wiseman said in 2015. So we did a couple of things off the bat with that in mind. One was, instead of cute little multicolored bears, we did cute colored multicolored gargoyles. So James, just bear it in mind that Gargoyles was inspired by Gummy Bears, one of your favorites.
Yeah, but he's also just referred to the gargoyles as cute, which he does lose points there for me. Now, in all fairness, we're still on this, and it's a good 6. It's a good 6. I was erring between a 5 and a 6, and it's a good 6.
So what's stopping it being higher for you, James? Because
it's not really my genre. Okay. It's medieval, which I love. Mm. You know, it's got that going for it. But it's I like me more action-y, sort of seriousy cartoons. It's a little bit too plot-holy for me.
There's also, and I think, James, I don't know if you'll agree or not, but I'm making an assumption here, there's also zero peril.
Yes.
What? Yeah. There's a lot of peril in this episode.
Nobody's going to get hurt, injured, sad.
There's no consequences either. So at the end of this one, Duke Ickthorn, who's literally held the kingdom to ransom, loses. The king comes up with his army. He goes, you've lost. And then just walks off. They don't chase him down. They don't put him in jail. They just, we've lost.
But I think that's a bad thing generally. I just think in terms of our likes. Because it was aimed at younger kids, wasn't it? So it makes perfect sense. And it's correct in doing that, I think, Jamie. It's just that excuse me.
See, going back to Gargoyles, first episode of Gargoyles, or first couple episodes of Gargoyles, the main bad guy goes to jail.
Yeah, and suddenly gets shot in Gargoyles.
Dave is Xanatos. You've been a bad boy. All right, jail, my friend. And it's like, oh, I didn't see that happening.
You want something a bit darker. If you were to darken Gummy Bears up then, James, how are you doing it?
Just be Gargoyles.
Just be Gargoyles. Yeah. Give him some wings. Get rid of that gummy bear juice. I know. I want him to sort of fight back. Not just always on the defensive. You know, they've got a good offensive with the gummy bear juice, and they're basically just bouncing
here and everywhere.
Yeah, bounce here and everywhere. It's like, go on the offensive. Duke Ickthorn's only got a few of those ogres. You can take that straight away.
And
but they can only bounce though. They can't. The gummy bears can just bounce. They can't
make
them
strong
on it.
No, strong as all the gummy bear juice.
Only humans. Only humans. It's a side effect of it. So humans can't bounce.
I'm not sure James watched this cartoon.
He made the humans strong in this one. That's what I was thinking. So why don't they just give the humans, the good humans, some gummy bear juice? Wipe out Duke Ickthorn. Everyone lives happily ever after.
Exactly.
When you say good humans, you've got to remember that the gummy Glen gummies are in hiding because the humans basically drove out the great gummies, so they're scared of you, all humans. The only
That's
one they like is
very xenophobic, though, isn't it? It's very xenophobic. Yeah. You know, they don't integrate into society well at all. In fact, they say in that episode, if I remember rightly, that they
got persecuted. They got
They were saying they left their country because the humans wanted to steal their secrets and take away their culture.
Yeah, why weren't they sharing their secrets?
Yeah, share your secrets. Integrate your culture.
Think don't what segregate yourself changes off. That could have made on that society if they let the humans have super strength.
Yeah.
Easy to farm, feed everyone, no dangers, protect themselves.
There's no way human beings are selfish dicks. Gummies.
The king is lovely. He's a nice, fair man. All the humans in that city seem fair and nice.
Apart from
Ickthorne. Yeah, it was Duke Ickthorne. When he's in the city, he's in his own little area. Houston. All the people in the city seem lovely. Yeah. They're all cheering and nice. And the gummy bears.
Give the people a chance, gummy bears.
Exactly. Live in peace.
It's a bit like Asterix and his potion.
Yes.
Isn't it? It's a bit.
It's very like a point.
Yeah, it is actually.
Oh dear. It's not like Disney to borrow ideas from anywhere else, though. They had anything to do with it.
That's a great story. Now it's ours.
What are you going for, Kane?
I think this might be the only episode of Gummy Bears I've ever watched. So I've can only
really,
pick, yeah. Like, I'm sure as a kid it was on in the background, maybe when Jamie was watching it, but I don't remember it, the storyline at all. I really enjoyed it. Is what it is. It's a easy watch. It's nice. I like the artwork. I thought it was very Disney. Like, you could tell it was Disney straight away. I like Tigger talking me through the whole story. I'd go 6 out of 10.
Bloody hell. Six across the board so far. What would you do? Yeah. What for you would get that to a 10, Kane? Then Kane, what would get it higher?
I a bit like Bez. I just don't know if that type of cartoon could get me to a 10. Like,
yeah,
it's just a cut. Like, it was 22 minutes of enjoyable watching. I wasn't like engrossed in it, but I wasn't looking at my phone either. I enjoyed it.
That makes sense. Well, I'm going to score this an 8. It gets an 8 for me.
Ooh.
I don't know much that could be. This ticks all my boxes for cartoons. Amazing theme tune. I can watch it without having to think about it too much. I like the stories. I do think there's a bit of action and peril in this, but there's not too much. I think the characters are quite lovable. Yeah, I don't know if there's that much of change about it. I mean, there's the nostalgia element, which I'm trying to remove from it, but the simplicity, the music, the character, yeah, it gets an 8 for me. And I nearly scored it a 9, but then I'm thinking that probably too high. Yeah, I'm going to stick with my 8, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I always thought you like more comedy sort of stuff. Not comedy, you know what I mean? More humour in your cartoons. I'm surprised you scored it that high.
I'm trying to think, like, compare it to the stuff I really like. Like, I love Ghostbusters, which completely different.
Would you say this is like a different era of your childhood, though, the gummy bears, compared to Turtles and Ghostbusters?
Probably so, but I don't remember it being a different era. Like, my child, it's all in one, so I don't remember it being different, but... Probably so, but I've always loved it. Even going into like being an adult, I've always liked this. I've always had a very soft spot for this. And I mean, there might be some kind of deep rooted psychological childhood thing that I'm unaware of that I've kind of put deep down into my unconscious or whatever. But I've got a lot of time for this. And if I'm kind of comparing it to everything I really like, for me, I'd be very tempted to say this is number one over everything that I like, because I can watch this a lot easier than I can watch like Turtles or Ghostbusters and things like that. So this is it's very close to being number one for me if I was to draw up a list, what I never have done. So I don't know what much I'd change about this, and that's what I'm really struggling with. Yeah. I don't know if
do you think you've grown it as number one since having your little boy?
No, definitely not.
Because I don't remember like you as a young, like 10 years ago talking about gummy bears, but I always remember you talking about Turtles, Ghostbusters.
It's like, the thing
it's
is,
very recently I've heard you talk about how good gummy bears is.
No, it's a very valid point. And the thing, I suppose the way I'd look at it is with like Turtles and Ghostbusters, it's so big, and there's the movies, the toys and stuff, and they've obviously stayed with me. But the only really nostalgia I've got with gummy bears is the cartoon. So it's never kind of been as kind of up there with everything else for that reason. I mean, there's very little apart from the cartoons on it, but I've always had a soft spot for it in regards to the cartoon itself. But obviously since Disney Plus came around, I've been able to watch it a little bit more.
Are you still
more,
using my Disney Plus account, by the way?
No, we've got our own account now, yeah. Cheeky bastard.
I do really like gummy bears, but it's not, I don't think in my, I'm not even sure if it's in my top five Disney TV cartoons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, straight off the bat, Tailspin, Rescue definitely. Rangers,
see,
DuckTales, I would immediately put them above gummy bears.
See, that's interesting. Because, again, Tailspin, I love it. It was actually before this, I was drinking a cup of coffee from a Tailspin mug. So I really, there you go. We've got it there. And I love that, but I can't remember as much of Tailspin. So I'm not going to disagree with you on that, Stu, till I go back and rewatch Tailspin.
And Rescue Rangers. I mean, that had the sexiest mouse ever in cartoon TV series.
In all fairness, before we started, Stu did send us a picture of this, and we can't disagree with this, right? Goddamn, whoa, whoa, whoa. Sexy
it's a mouse. Yeah, it's a mouse. It's a mouse.
But James, so imagine the mice from the Disney classic Rescuers, for example.
Yep.
Not sexy mice. I'd call them mice.
Yep.
Mice from mice, though, huh?
I think Gadget is a sexy mouse.
I'm going to leave you to that one.
What would you describe, Russ?
A mouse.
But how would you differentiate it from a rescuer style mouse?
A cartoon mouse as opposed to a more realistic mouse. Even though they wear clothes in Rescuers.
Yeah.
We all know James is a sexual deviant who is literally thinking, I would smash that. No. I know James.
There's only one animal style cartoon.
It's rabbits to James.
It is Babs Bunny. from
not even
Space
Jessica
Jam.
Rabbit or the Caramel
Jessica
Bunny.
Rabbit's not a rabbit. We've
or
been through this before.
Bunny.
Jessica Rabbit's a real rabbit, a real person.
Real rabbit.
She's not a rabbit. She's just, her surname's just rabbit. She's married to a rabbit.
That makes her a rabbit.
No.
I'm sure in last week's episode, you talked about liking Harley Davidson from Biker Mice.
Yeah, she's a human.
She's not. She's a mouse.
But she's not human.
James is thinking Harley? Of Charlie.
Charlie, that's who
I'm thinking of. Charlie, not Harley, you idiot.
Yeah.
So it's obvious, Davidson. James.
Sorry. Yeah, I was talking about the lady.
Here's something that I've just remembered that'll be amusing, maybe. Because James keeps forgetting to do Would You Rathers, was he tasked with doing one for this week as well?
No, he wasn't.
Don't take that away from Jamie.
Yeah,
jeez.
Jamie's got this one. You know he's got this one. You know he's sat there waiting to say it.
Do you think Jamie's got a Would You Rather?
I think he's got a Would You Rather, maybe a backup Would You Rather.
I've got about six.
Then he'll ask if he can do another just as we're going off air as well.
And about seven pages of notes.
Jamie, do you want to throw
by the way,
Would You Rather
one thing. One thing I didn't do then is we didn't do the combination of scores for gummy bears. So the combination of 666 and 8, it was 26. So it scored 26. Out of 40 for us, which is a pretty good score.
First time we've had three sixes in a row. Send the devil.
Oh,
we bears.
Those disgusting bears. They in true Disney fashion, also have their genitals on show.
Yeah. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll wear a top.
Why don't they wear trousers?
But no trousers.
Ba-ba-ba.
But the weird thing I find is that the girl ones generally cover up their crotches with dresses, but the boy ones, you can see their crotches.
And yet Mickey Mouse wears trousers.
Yeah, he's not a pervert, is he?
So he's so he's obviously it's not a blanket rule like no one's allowed to wear trousers. He wears trousers. He's got a bit of sensibility about him, but everyone else is just
are they not shorts?
Yeah, shorts. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, crotch covering of some description, we'll call it.
Crotch covering.
I've got
we should
before
do some Why the Power themed crotch covers.
Oh, yeah.
Jockstraps.
For an extra hour, every
other podcast
brand.
Does t-shirts and caps or whatever. We've got crotch covers.
You know
we
what?
We could do here about Birkins. That'd be amazing.
You can model it for us, James.
Yeah, want that?
Interesting fact, actually, about Mickey Mouse is Disney wanted, when I said this was one of the original episodic cartoons that Disney released, most of the bigwigs at Disney wanted to put Mickey Mouse on a Saturday morning episodic cartoon, but Michael Eisner thought that Mickey Mouse was too special for Saturday morning TV, and that's why he pitched the Gummy Bears. So it was meant to be a Mickey Mouse inspired show, but they went with Gummy Bears because Mickey was too special.
Interesting. What Saturday morning style cartoon was Mickey Mouse in?
Mickey's Clubhouse.
Was that a cartoon?
If I remember rightly. Yeah.
I thought that was actually.
Computer.
I thought they were kids. Oh, was it really?
No, that was the. Yeah, there was a Clubhouse. There was a Mickey's Clubhouse, which was animated. Definitely.
Oh. What year?
I know what you mean. There is a Clubhouse thing with kids in real live action.
I think that's the really early one, isn't it? Like 60s or something.
Yeah. That was like their Nickelodeon type thing.
But yes, there is a cartoon. It's what the hot dog song's from.
Yeah, hot dog, diggity dog.
That's a great song.
I'll say it's anyway, a great moving song. Away from Mickey Mouse, Jamie, have you got a would you rather for us?
Of course. Would you rather? Let me find it first. Wait, what were we done with?
You've lost your big moment, Jamie.
I've lost
it. He's looking on the internet for it. He's doing the internet.
Ace is going now.
He's going to fall back on the James one, which would be, would you rather be able to bounce or be strong?
I'm wondering how long this would you rather, if you need to find it and read it.
It's, like, it's two of his seven pages, James.
That's a good point, Bez.
Would you rather have Grammy Gummy piss on you?
Hold on. That's just reminding me. Didn't you have a Grammy Gummy thing going on?
Yeah, that. Oh yeah, that was Jamie's cartoon.
Didn't you say she was crush. The most attractive cartoon crush you had?
I would respect her bacon, and we know in this episode she gets a bit upset that there's not many gummy bears that like her cooking, and I would respect. Cooking.
Oh, you said bacon. I thought you said bacon, and I thought that was like a euphemism for something rude.
Like, Jamie, would fully respect her bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd give your bacon full respect, Grammy.
There's no respect for that gummy bacon.
If that's not already a euphemism, let's
have a look at your rashes.
Oh, yes, James. Anyway. Gummy vaginas aside, would you rather?
That's a sentence. Let's take that out of context. Gummy vaginas.
Thanks for that, Jamie. Dashing and daring, career. Anyway, so would you rather?
Bang-con-ming thing.
Would you rather live the life of a gummy bear, Yogi Bear, or Lotso Bear from Toy Story?
Ooh, you have to help me on Lotso Bear.
So, go on, I'll let one of you guys pick it up. What I will say is it's Lotso Bear prior to being strapped to the vehicle at the end of Toy Story 3.
Which one's Lotso Bear?
The evil one. Not,
yeah, the one that smells of strawberries.
Sold.
It is strawberries, isn't it smells of?
Yeah. He's,
what is it, Gummy Bear? What's the middle bear?
So Yogi. Gummy Bear, Yogi Bear, or Lotso Bear, yeah.
I'm going to go for... a gummy bear.
I'm going to go Yogi Bear.
I'm going for Lotso Bear.
Ooh. I just think Yogi Bear goes for nice walks, has his sandwiches, but he could probably fuck up most things if he's a bear.
Yeah, but Yogi Bear's only one up from a raccoon, really. Yeah, he's a scavenger.
Also, he only wears a bow tie. Doesn't he only wear a tie and collar and hat?
Yeah, he's a small scavenger. He's a well-dressed scavenger.
I got my tackle out, boo-boo.
I'm going for Gummy Bear over Yogi, because Yogi's a close second for me, but I think Gummy Bear's...
Yogi's like a stripper, isn't he? He's like a male stripper,
thinking
about
it. Gummy Bears are the only one that are going to get their end away.
with Grammy or Sonny, to be fair. Yeah. Neither's a good prospect, I've got to be truthful.
Well, Sonny's one's underage.
Yeah.
How old are
gummy bears?
Well, we know that the two kids are kids, right, either way, so that's dangerous territory that I'm not even willing to start talking about in that one. But you've basically got Grammy gummy, that's it, right? That's your only option if you're a gummy bear. Mm. Or a tree stump if you find a hole in a tree.
Surely, hang about, Lotso could get his end away.
Oh, big time.
We do, we ain't got an end.
Yeah, but he's like a, how do you know?
It's a live kid's toy, they don't stitch that on kids'
toy. You don't know what's under that fur.
Yeah, you do.
I bet Lotso's the right dirty.
Lotso's an asexual bear.
To be fair, let's have a look at this. Gummy bears walk around with nothing on. We know there's nothing there either.
Right, it pops out when they get excited.
Like a lipstick.
Like a lipstick, yeah.
Was it like the Avid Marion character?
I used to love him. The little bear. Yeah. I used to love him.
Exactly like that, Kane. And bouncing around seemed like it'd be fun.
Yeah, but there's pros and cons to it. That with gummy bears, you're being hunted though, aren't you? Pretty much as the gummy bears.
In a Disney cartoon.
Yeah.
You what, sorry, Stu?
In a Disney cartoon.
Not a lot's going to happen if you get captured, is it? Let's face it.
Well, they have been
captured in the past. They've not been tortured or anything like that. Have they? It's not going to.
They're not going to kill him, torture him, put him in a little cage for a bit till he can escape.
Make him into slippers.
Yeah,
I suppose. That's but they constantly act in all.
Gummy bear slippers.
Yeah.
I haven't actually looked. I'd be going for Lotso Bear.
Good. Why Lotso?
Well, the gummy bears are, society's gone around you, you're being hunted, you've got gummy bear genes, all it means you can bounce up and down. Yogi Bear, you're absolutely right. I mean, he has to basically hunt, he has to go through such an elaborate plan to get every meal that he wants. He has to go and steal a picnic basket or whatever. So I won't be going Yogi, and he don't wear anything, you're right. So Lotso Bear, he's the king of the castle, right? He basically, he owns Sunnyside. He's the big boss man there.
But I'd say,
but you're guaranteed still like to a, lose. You're on, still yeah?
a little. You're a little toy though. Still, where like Yogi Bear, you're a fucking bear. Bear's like one of the most.
You can get shot, Kane, I reckon. One bear, like, pretty, too many, you get shot.
Pretty hard to kill a bear. Pretty hard.
I think a bullet will do it.
I don't know. Like it has to be a good shot for a big bear.
Have you seen the video where Boo Boo kills him?
No.
Have you not? It's the saddest thing you'll ever. I'm going to send it to you. It's the saddest thing you will ever watch.
This isn't official.
It sounds like
hype,
it'd be from
just
Robot
to clarify.
Chicken.
No, but it is done. It's 3D. It's done ridiculously well, and it is. It's just so emotional.
Well,
I'm finding it.
Let's put us all on a downer. Were there any gummy bear toys?
Good point, and this is one thing that I haven't looked at, so I'm out of this one. I'm not too sure.
Because it's weird, again, I don't think Disney really did toys for their cartoons.
No, I've said this before.
You got the DuckTales ones.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Everyone was like, Disney. I'm like, no, they didn't. They make cartoons for the sake of making cartoons, whereas everyone else did to make toys.
Who's watching a video?
Jamie, I'm guessing.
It's not me, no. I'm trying to stay away now. I didn't do it.
It's me, sorry.
Oh, shocking behaviour. Shocking behaviour. Let's chuck him off.
What's the video, James? Are you looking about the toys?
I've sent you that Yogi Kills Boo Boo Kills Yogi one. Sorry, we'll have to put it on the website, by the way, because it is a work. Whoever's made this, it's a work of genius.
That's it, because that's always good podcasting, isn't it, where we watch videos?
It's my favourite part of the show, where somebody puts a photo or a video onto the private WhatsApp.
We'll get it on Twitter. Put it on Twitter this week at some point. We'll get it on there. I tell you one thing I will ask you guys is with the theme tune for this, did anybody see who sings the theme tune for it, or did you do any research into the theme tune?
You told us in your intro.
You told us at the start.
No, didn't I? Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
That guy that you said at the start.
Yeah, who did I say, James?
He wasn't paying
attention.
No. But it's a very good theme tune. It is probably up there with one of the top five. all day long.
Go for it, James.
To the point where I was playing the cartoon today. Yeah. My missus sat on the sofa and she knew 70% of the words to it, and she's not seen it since she was a kid.
Are you serious?
It sticks in your mind that well, yeah. Yep, she's like, "Gummy bear." She starts singing it. I'm like, "Yeah, it's so such a good theme that sticks in your head."
On our introduction episode, Jamie, did you put this as your top song?
I think I did. Yeah, I think I did. It's. I agree. I've always been able to sing the first verse. I've recently picked up the second, but it sticks with you. This doesn't it? Is I think if anybody's seen it a few times, he kind of... I reckon Kane's not seen it much, but I reckon Kane could do pretty much the first verse.
I'm going to say, don't put that pressure on me.
Kane, count your in, Kane. Five.
I'm not doing it. We'll give you the first word, Kane. Dashing.
And dancing.
Oh, Kane. Theory out.
They're courageous and... Come on, Kane, you can get these. Courageous and...
See, this is even worse when it's like piss on Kane because he doesn't watch a cartoon from the 80s before he was born. So
0 points for Kane.
So here, I'll throw you a question out then. So I there were a bit of an article I was reading about the bears in cartoons at the time. And it identified three cartoons. One's very ropey, but two of them got bears in. So see if you can get them between you then. So I'm looking for three other cartoons, two and one ropey one that had bears in at the time that wasn't gummy bears.
Tailspin.
Care Bears. Yeah,
Care Bears. Care Bears is one of them, yeah.
Tailspin at the same time, was that later?
Yeah.
A little bit later.
Jungle Book?
Are they bears that have bears in it?
I don't think the Wuzzles weren't bears, I don't think. Were they weird creature things?
Poor bears? They were half and half, weren't they, the Wuzzles? Like half bear, half bee. Mm-hmm. Oh, am I right? That might be right, you know.
Oh, nice.
What was his name?
Poor Bears?
Bee.
That was on there.
Oh, this is last week's holograms thing is now mad.
Gem and the Holograms.
Yeah, it was a bear and a bee, I'm sure it was. Baby, Bieber, beer, Burby, Bieber.
Yeah, Stu's got it. But he just can't say it.
Burbills.
What?
Burbills were from Thundercats. Burbills, actually.
Oh yeah, right. They were weird, weren't they?
Yeah, little robot bears.
Oh, I was wrong. It was a bee and a lion.
Oh wow!
For the Wuzzles.
Yeah, Bumble Lion.
Oh okay.
Bumble Lion, I like it. So what? Where did we get to?
You've got Care Bears
and the one what Stu can't say.
Yeah, that's not bears, is it? It's lions.
Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh, yeah, good one.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh might be. It's not on the three that they set. Well, the two and the one ropey one. It's not on there, but yeah, you
could have
Poor Poor Bears. I'm saying Poor Bears. That was amazing.
I can't remember that. What was that?
Oh, Teddy Ruxpin.
Native American Bears. Oh, Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, that's a good show as well. No, it wasn't that one.
Oh my God! What are they playing?
Where did you get this from, Jamie?
I don't know. Some article that I was reading. Could be wrong. You know, it's definitely Stu were trying to say it's the Berenstain Bears.
Yes.
Don't remember that one.
That's now an internet meme, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
I thought you'd be all over this, Jamie.
No.
Oh, there's a big rabbit hole for you to do after this episode. So the Berenstain Bears. Half of the population think it's spelt one way, and the other half of the population think it's spelt a different way.
Is it a Mandela effect thing, is it?
And it's a big Mandela effect thing, yeah, because people swear it's spelt a certain way, Stein, S-T-E-I-N, and other people swear it's Stain, S-T-A-I-N. Yeah, it's a huge one, that is. I thought that'd be right up your alley.
Have I missed the fact that Jamie was saying?
There were three cartoons with bears in. That was it, I think.
No. Is that it?
Yeah.
There's more than three, though, wasn't there?
Well, yeah, there was. Yeah, I said there's more than three, but there were three on the list that I read as examples, yeah.
I love how Jamie finds these things on the internet, because it is good. Jamie somehow, it's a bit like when my dad tells me he's read something on the internet. Jamie found something on the internet. There was, here are three cartoons that had bears in the 1980s. And it's true. It's technically true, right?
It is true, yeah.
So I mean, it's true. But I also don't know why that article would exist. Like, why is it inside part,
the... Oh, so the article was saying there was only three cartoons.
No, no, no. It was saying...
It was just saying there are three.
I thought that's what you were saying, Jamie, that there was only three
cartoons. I mean, in all fairness...
So just three cartoons with bears in it.
Ever. I was going down the rabbit hole of what actually is in gummy berry juice.
Right.
So I was looking at what makes up gummy berry juice, and before I know it, I'll just be bombarded with all these random facts, and some stuff I was like, oh, that's quite interesting. So I was finding like psychological studies and things that have been done on the gummy bears cartoon and stuff like that, but it's all because I was trying to find out what was actually in gummy berry juice.
That's in an episode.
Did you find
it
out?
Yeah, James is right. James has got it. It's in one of the episodes, I think, yeah.
Isn't it gummy berries?
No, it was a selection of berries. I couldn't tell you what they are. There's a selection of berries.
James has got it.
And then something to do with how you prepare it.
Yeah. I'm just holding onto the table right now. I feel a little bit woozy.
I am dry. It's a selection of berries and something to do how you prepare it, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
I also realised we didn't mention Yogi Bear.
Of course, Yogi Bear.
And cartoons with bears in.
Good point.
Was that before...
Oh, I still have another one. This could be our new thing. Because we also haven't mentioned Super Ted.
Oh! Good point.
Super Ted. Yeah. So the bloke was right on the internet. There were three cartoons in the H
plus
Bears.
Plus 74 more. Or
there were also 20 more cartoons.
Yeah. There was only three cartoons with mice in it, three cartoons with dogs in it.
In the 80s as well, there was two cop shows in the 80s. And maybe some more as well. TJ Hooker. Chips.
I wonder how many bear cartoons there were. I reckon.
If anybody's listening,
I reckon over 10.
In the
80s? In the 80s.
Now, what's your criteria? So, are we talking bears as the stars or bears in a cartoon?
Bear in background.
A talking, stand on two legs bear. It's got to have a talking role. It can't be like a bear in the background as a
main character,
bear,
or can it talking, be a, like a tail,
main character
a
or sidekick
thing.
Or. Yeah, Tailspin would count. I mean, he is the main character, I guess. But...
No, yeah, sorry, DuckTales, I meant. With the, you know,
got fucking might be... Paddington Bear as well.
Paddington? Yeah. Was Paddington a cartoon?
Yeah.
I don't think it was in the 80s. I think it was live action, wasn't it? It was stop motion, I think.
What were the Wombles? Yeah, Wombles like the bears, they weren't.
No, they were Wombles.
No, they were Wombles.
They were Wombles. That was his own breed, was it?
Yeah. What about... I'll tell you what... Can you remember the Beverly Hillbillies TV show?
Yeah,
I was obsessed with it.
There was a bear
constantly.
Version of that as well, I remember, that was Hanna-Barbera.
Was it called the Beverly Hillbillies?
I don't know.
If it wasn't, it should have been.
But I just remember it being an exact copy of the Beverly Hillbillies, but with bears, obviously. So not an exact copy. Yeah. That's it.
Wasn't there a bear racing team in Racket Races as well?
Ooh.
Or am I making that up?
There was a caveman.
It was a caveman. I think it was a bear team though, for some reason.
Wouldn't it have had Yogi in it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Yogi.
Gets around.
Did it have Yogi Bear?
I had a toy bear when I was a kid, but I don't know if it was a cartoon. Rupert the Bear.
Rupert? Yeah, Rupert was a cartoon.
Oh, jeez, yeah. Rupert.
Forgot all
about
Rupert.
He had little yellow trousers on, the waistcoat.
Yeah, brother used to have one of those.
British
Rupert. I think I've still got the toy. I think so.
British, yeah, it was Rupert. Yeah, like red coat and like a...
With a name like Rupert, it's got to be
British. I thought
it was yellow
trousers.
It was yellow check trousers, he had the red jumper, yellow scarf.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it. Like Burberry sort of pattern on his clothes, didn't they? On his scarf.
Burberry.
Something.
Is it Burberry?
He wants a chaff.
Burberry. Nice.
Burberry.
Oh. Hey, plug to the first ever recording we did of the podcast when we did He-Man and we had the vampire bears, which Stu pointed out as well.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If any listeners want to tell us about any other bears... bear cartoon series that we've missed. I think we've got most of them, right?
I don't know. We're going to be sat there at night tonight and be like, we've got more. There's going to be loads more, I reckon.
I can't think of any more. I think I've pulled my weight on bears.
Right, you ready for the recipe for gummy berry juice?
Go on.
6 handfuls of red berries.
Mm.
4 orange berries. 3 purple berries. 4 blueberries. 3 green berries. And 1 yellow berry. The recipe ends with the 3-step stir. First stir slowly to the right, then slowly to the left, then bang the pot to banish the bubbles.
Ooh.
There you go. That last step apparently stabilizes the magical concoction.
Is that for a glass?
Oh, no, another critical. I missed an ingredient here. So you need pure spring water as well. Pure spring water.
So you need some water to wait it out.
It's going to be clotty as hell.
I always thought it was gummy berry juice, like made of gummy berries. But it turns out it's just the gummies who make berry juice.
Make it, yeah.
Yeah, gummy berry juice.
Mm. I can't believe you can't buy some gummy berry juice somewhere.
Yeah, why has no one marketed that?
We said we need a poo, didn't we?
Yeah, we said that.
Why did Disney not have a gummy bears ride?
Yeah.
You know that like log flume thing that they ride around on, that jet, that's made to be a roller coaster all day long.
Well, you know what? It looks like, it's a bit like Splash.
I don't think they have any rides of cartoon TV cartoons, do they?
Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh's a good shout, yeah.
Go on.
Wait on, we're playing now, play through it.
They've got all the Dr. Seuss stuff. Yes. Is that Universal?
Universal. Yeah. Well, funny you should say, whilst we're thinking about this, I kind of made a note of this. Because
I think we have to discount Winnie the Pooh, because that was a movie, wasn't it?
Well, I suppose it was a book, wasn't it, originally?
Mm. I'm working my way around the Magic Kingdom.
Because Splash Mountain, what that's based on, that was...
Because Jamie said that Gummy Bears was the first cartoon TV series.
Mm.
So was it?
First Disney one that they made themselves.
Is Winnie the Pooh older than
Gummy Bears? Yeah, and it was...
Yeah.
No, but it was... Remember, this was the first animated production by Walt Disney Television, but this was Walt Disney Television who did it, which was a sub company, I think, but I don't know too much about it.
Oh, so not Disney
it.
Full stop?
No.
Not Disney full stop.
Winnie the Pooh originally, it's fucking really old, isn't it? I've got a feeling it'll be after.
It'd be amazing if they had like a Disney World, like a year of nostalgia, where they brought back all the old characters and maybe introduced or rethemed some rides and stuff like that. Yes. So I think it'd be quite cool if they did that.
I was so happy when we were at Disney World and I saw Robin Hood.
Oh, did you?
You don't see him very often.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, from the cartoon?
Yeah.
Walking around?
Yeah. In Epcot.
Oh, in Epcot?
Yeah.
Strange.
They do...
Have any of you been on that Mickey Mouse ride yet?
No, I've not been since it's been done. I think it was done after COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because that's like a nostalgic ride where they could maybe put some scenes
in. It's based on the new cartoons, isn't it?
It's a great show, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, but it's like based on a black and white, isn't it?
No, I thought it was based on the brand new Mickey cartoon with the Ren and Stimpy star.
Stills.
Mickey.
It's the Mickey stills, they're called, yeah.
Yeah, the new like image of him, but I thought it was like based in an older era.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, actually, I do know what you mean. Yeah, style-wise.
Yeah, and like the music's like...
But modern, yeah.
Yeah, like a 50s kind
of. Yeah, yeah. Guys, it's pretty much time for us to say goodbye to each other and to our wonderful listeners. Jamie, is there anything from your other 6 pages you want to discuss before we go?
I've got a few things, but I'll hold them back and put them on Twitter throughout the week. I've also got a bit of a theory as well, which I'll put them on Twitter. So not to take up our time.
I miss having theories on the podcast. I wish you had some. I wish you'd at some point bring up relevant theories. Just throw them out there, Jamie.
It's been like about 3 weeks since the last.
What's your theory about? Is it linked to anything we've discussed in the episode?
Of course, it's not about different varieties of cheese in France. It's about the gummy bears, yeah.
But is it, it's well, about that's very the, generic. Is it about anything particular?
It's about the effects of gummy berry juice on humans.
Oh, quickly tell us, Jamie. See, not everyone's got Twitter. Quickly tell us.
But makes them stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we know it makes them stronger, right? So we know gummy berry juice makes humans stronger, but they say it wears off. The gummy berry juice wears off in gummies and in humans. But I think the effects actually stay with people. Like, for example, in the episode we watched, Igthorn, the bad guy, he has some unreal like feats of strength in it. For example, at one point he throws a book into a knight, which sends the knight flying back into a wall. At one point he double punches, knocks out two knights at the same time. He grabs Dukey.
He's
Jack, but he's literally throwing this book and it hits a human and knocks him back into a wall. He also picks up Toadie and he throws him on top of the gummy scope. At one point, he's pushing these big boulders onto the knights and stuff like that. And in episode one, if anyone goes back and watches episode one, he drinks some gummy berry juice. I think the effects have stayed with him. So I think actually gummy berry juice, it stays with humans. And that's why I think he's so strong, is the effects from the series one of the gummy berry juice that we had, I think he stayed with him.
I am going to piss all over this one, I'm afraid.
Go for it, dude.
Ooh, harsh.
The boy, whatever his name was.
Yep.
He drinks gummy berry juice quite often.
All the time, yeah.
And he is not super strong in any way, shape, or form. He couldn't lift that.
But we never see him.
It might be like steroids, though. Like, you could take steroids. You're not going to get any stronger if you're not training.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jamie, that's pissed all over you. Bez, that's pissed over all your...
Nah.
Pissing no, over
you. Don't that, you fuck with my brother, Bez.
That boy was as weak as... He was ridiculously weak. He couldn't lift up that plank.
But we never see... So the boy's Kevin. We never actually see him trying to do any feats of strength when he's not had gummy berry juice. So maybe he's got it, he just don't realise it.
Yeah. No, because he tried to lift that plank up to get a girl down from under the rubble, and he couldn't lift it. And he's like, "I know what? I'll juice up."
Oh, good.
And he juiced up and lifted it.
I'm going with Kane's theory. It's you've got to train.
Or maybe
with it
only works once you've gone through puberty.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Gets into your bloodstream quicker.
Yeah.
So why does Duke Igthorn need the juice then?
Makes him even stronger.
Ooh. You can keep taking steroids. Like, you get stronger and stronger.
Do you reckon it's cumulative?
Maybe like Well, like we know, like with alcohol, if you drink it once, you get really drunk straight away. Mm. Second time, you need a little bit more, and then you keep craving more and more.
It's also
maybe
like
it doesn't
that.
Actually make you stronger. Maybe you just think you're stronger.
Yes, it's a placebo.
Ooh. The kid definitely is stronger.
Is he
just
there?
Drinking.
Is he there?
Just
drinking,
yeah, because he like lifts. He lifts all sorts of stuff. Yeah,
might be all the vitamins though. Could just be like real loads of vitamins.
Coming
is he literally dead though? Is he just, you know?
He chokeslams an ogre, dude. He chokes the boy chokeslam in the episode we watched, apparently, James. He chokeslams an ogre.
Where there's like stories of like ladies lifting up cars when there's a baby underneath it. Like,
good you've point.
Got... Is he just thinking he's that much stronger, so it makes him that much stronger? Could be. And do all the gummies bounce on their arses as well, or is it just gummy gummy? I don't know. It's a true question. Do they use the legs or do they just bounce on the bums? Was it just her?
I think any part of them is bouncy.
Oh, it's like a rubber.
They like bounce off walls with their body slams, and I think they just become entirely bouncy.
Gummy. It's like having the black cogs as well, isn't it? That's what it's like.
Yeah, you could do anything with a black cog in you.
Mm-hmm. That'll make you bounce.
It is time to end the show. Jamie's theory about black cogs was one of my favourite. Hold on, how many of Jamie's theories are like basically the thing is steroids?
Quite a lot. Quite a lot. Okay. There's a theme there.
I was just starting to realise there might be a bit of a theme here. So before we wrap up this week's episode, what cartoon do we have coming next week?
Kane.
Ooh.
Oh, is that me? Yeah. Unless someone buys us a coffee or beer in the meantime. Then
it's too late for that.
Okay. Well, no, if they buy us one, I'll dedicate my episode to them.
Nice. But
if not, we're going to go something from the 90s, and we're going Rugrats.
Hey, nice shout.
There are, Jamie, I'm going to call you out in advance here, Jamie.
Yeah.
no stealing the main Rugrats online theory.
I didn't know there were one.
I know, but when you start researching Rugrats, we know you will. There is a great online theory already that we can discuss.
Is there really?
But no claiming that as your own, because it's epic.
Okay.
Is it about steroids?
I think you can do better. No, it's not about steroids. That leaves it wide
it's
open
safe.
For Jamie.
You're not a
wide open for Jamie. Jamie, what do we want people to message us about this week on Twitter?
Yeah, we'll post stuff throughout the week. The Would You Rather is a really good one as well. So Would You Rather be a...
He never says that for anybody else, have you noticed?
Yeah, I can't remember it.
The best one for anybody.
I always post everyone's sometimes post when I remember to post everybody's Would You Rather. So Would You Rather be a gummy bear, Yogi Bear, or Lotso Bear? If you let us know on Twitter at By the Power Pod, that'd be great. Again, guys, all the
equally, I think we can expand it a little bit as well. If you think there's another 80s cartoon bear that you'd rather be,
there was only three.
There's only three.
Yeah.
No, according to Jamie, true.
In all fairness, on the list I didn't tell you this, but the third one was Ewoks. So that was ropey as hell. The third one, and not quite bears, but not bears? Far off, right?
So they struggled to find three bears. Yeah.
I said the third one was ropey as hell. I said that right from the start, and it was.
But they
ropey
said
as
there's
hell.
Three cartoons. We've managed to find three cartoons with bears in. Here's two of them, and the third one is one that doesn't have bears in.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
You need to name and shame them, Jamie, on Twitter.
I will. I've saved all the articles, so I'll be able to find where that particular quotes from or whatever.
You wouldn't get us spreading that sort of misinformation, would you, really? You know.
<It'll> do- Not ever.
I was going to say, at By the Power Pod, if you follow us on Twitter, that's great. The episodes as well, if you like what we're doing, downloads are great, but if you can review us as well, that is super. And Kane mentioned about Buy Me a Coffee. If you do want to buy us a coffee, it's buymeacoffee.com/buythepower.
Or you can find also, it on the website at buythepower.net.
And also, if you're listening in South Korea, give us a shout and say hi. We keep charting in South Korea, weirdly. If you're in South Korea and listening to me right now, message us on Twitter or the website or the email address on the website and say hi and tell us how on earth you're listening to us from South Korea.
Yeah, or tell us a South Korean cartoon.
Yeah.
Maybe we could watch a South Korean cartoon.
Ooh, we could, couldn't we?
No.
Which Digimon Korean?
No.
Digimon, was that Korean?
No, Jamie.
It's all that stuff you and James like, isn't it?
I think it's all modern, isn't it? I don't know if they were doing it in the 80s. I know a lot of modern
anime styles, that's what I mean,
made in South Korea.
Yeah.
Like I think some of the Netflix studios are in South Korea.
Are they really?
Some of the Netflix anime studios, all the stuff there. Like Castlevania and all that stuff. I've got a feeling some of them, maybe not that one exactly, but some of those are made in South Korea.
But it's all right, because James says we're not doing it, so we're not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. James, say goodbye.
Nope.
Kane, say anything else I've forgotten to ask you to say.
So drop us an email at bythepowerpod@gmail.com. Jamie mentioned Twitter, which is at bythepowerpod. We've also got Facebook and Instagram, which is at the same, bythepowerpod. And yeah, download our episodes from our website at bythepower.net.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys. James, goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
That's bonjour.
Peace from me.